SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, NEPA hosts its Smoke School Training program, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Regulators and industry facility operators from the public and private sectors will participate in a 3-day training program to observe and measure levels of visible emissions given off by industrial production plants. The training, scheduled from January 19 to 21, will allow individuals and entities to gather information about the levels of air pollution and take steps to ensure that the laws and regulations with respect to clean air are adhered to. The workshop, referred to as Smoke School, will be facilitated by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and conducted by United States-based entity Eastern Technical Associates, or ETA.
Smoke School is training to read smoke that is emitted from stackside chimneys.
NEPA's Air Quality Branch Manager, Stephen Panton. According to Mr. Panton, industry operators will be able to tell the kinds of pollutants being emitted from industrial plants just by looking at the opacity of the smoke. But who exactly is the Smoke School geared towards?
We train regulators who are required to do opacity training for verification and auditing purposes, as well as the industrial facility operators who are required to report their opacity readings on a monthly basis to the agency. We're talking, for example, Jamaica Public Service Company, the bauxite industries, and other manufacturing facilities who would have been licensed to emit air pollutants.
Smoke School training is held twice per year as a certification course. The kinds of pollutants participants will be trained to identify include sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, priority particulate matter, carbon monoxide, and ozone. Persons interested in participating in the workshop should visit the Eastern Technical Associates website at eta-is-opacity.com.
With our work for the ministry in the inner cities, we at the CSJP found that a lot of the youth who were getting into trouble just needed some guidance and opportunity. The JDF internship program offered a good mix of direction and marketable skills.
So the program gives them an opportunity to get some marketable skills. You would never believe the transformation in confidence and attitude. I am Corporal Aitman K at JDF.
I am Patrice Tomlinson Nephew for the CSJP. And together,
we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
Achieving developed country status in Jamaica will require the sustainable management and use of our natural environmental and natural resources, as these are essential to enhancing the quality of life of all Jamaicans. Protecting the environment and reducing what we use is all included in Vision 2030. View Goal 4, Outcome 13 at vision2030.gov.jm. Time now for a glimpse of Jamaica with Udalyn Brown-Clark.
Growing up in Halva was fun. I used to do farming, plant peas, yam, cocoa, potato, you know, and all those stuff. When the sun is too hot, I go underneath the tree. I used to rest under this terrible tree and cool down myself and, you know, relax. You have to carry water when the time dry from the parish tank. We have a big parish tank in the district. So when we have drought, we that's where we go and get water. My name is Udalyn Brown, Alva, Sinton.
Time now for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. So the shaking has stopped, and it's time to assess the damage. Protect yourself from further danger by wearing long pants, a long-sleeved shirt, sturdy shoes, and work gloves. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.